Under the legislation, terminally ill people who are mentally competent could ask their doctors for medication they can take to end their lives. Andrew Snyder is CEO of the American Civil Liberties Union of Connecticut. He says the ACLU views it as a basic right.
We believe that the liberty protected by the 14th Amendment includes the liberty to make personal and intimate decisions about how to die.
Representative Philip Miller of Essex says it's often improperly referred to as physician-assisted suicide.
The National Public Health Institute has said that that word suicide in this is inappropriate because suicide is a desperate act by people for whom there's no other option. And this is a conscious decision made by terminally ill people to have a say in their own death.
Opponents of the practice have expressed concerns that this could lead to abuse of the disabled, especially the elderly. 39 states have laws prohibiting physician-assisted death. Other states have passed legislation allowing it, including Vermont, Washington State, and Oregon. A court ruling in Montana legalized it there, and another court ruling in New Mexico could make it the fifth state to do so. Right to die legislation has faced heavy opposition in Connecticut. During last year's session, a proposed bill did not make it out of the General Assembly's Public Health Committee. Dan Katz, WSHU News.